He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy Five Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting, my brother from another, and super producer of this show, Cino Royale. What's the deal, Cino?
What's good, Five Star? What's up, Wagering World? Big shout out to MyBookie.ag. That's the only place I'm betting at right now. A lot of the best odds. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Five Star, what we got today?
As a bettor, you demand perfection, and MyBookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. Did the first two legs of your parlay hit? Well, do what I do. Cash out early, because oatmeal beats no meal. You can use those funds on another bet or have some gumption about yourself and let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. So join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boost, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for a free account. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use the promo code 5STAR. Spell it out. That's FIVESTAR to grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code 5STAR to claim your 50% welcome bonus on up to a $1,000 deposit. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Don't forget to put in the promo code 5STAR. When the show kicks off, I always say, what's good, Wagering World? Because you, the listeners, are the Wagering World. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. Because if you're locked in on the 97.5 or 92.5 dial right now with us, we know you love sports and sports betting just as much as we do. And don't ever get it twisted. It's always us versus the machine. This is our introductory show, so let me give you a little background about myself. I'm a professional sports investment consultant, which means I advise professional and novice bettors on the ins and outs of investing and finding edges in sports wagering. I've been consulting investors for over a decade. Like my super producer, Cino, I got in this game at a very young age. When I could barely walk, my grandfather, Cephas Armstrong, passed me down his love of sports. My earliest and fondest memories of life were he and I watching baseball every night in the summer. I'm a native Houstonian, raised from birth in Southwest Houston, but after my parents divorced, they shipped me to Monroe, Louisiana to learn life lessons with my grandpa. My grandfather was born in 1909. He had my mother at almost 60 years old. So when I say that I learned old school values, I mean real old school values. Grandpa's was a former Negro League umpire. He volunteered on his days off to ump Monroe Monarchs games. He wasn't paid an Abe Lincoln, but he loved calling balls and strikes because he loved the game. He loved the brotherhood. He loved the competition. But most of all, he loved watching the talent. Granddad rung up greats like William Bryan and Ghost Marcells without a care for a game check. Unfortunately, his passion couldn't pay his bills. He had to take care of his beautiful wife, Carrie, and their kids, and later, their grandkids. So my grandpops worked over 40 years as a trucker for the same company owned by a man named Houston Morris. Well, somehow, when my grandfather retired in the late 80s, he had no pension and lived his last years of life struggling off a $300 a month SSI check, even though he dedicated his life to Houston Morris and his company's success. We lived in poverty, but my grandfather made sure I never knew it, because what we didn't have in money, he made up with love and spending time with me. I always remember my granddad telling me if he could do it all over again, he would have been his own boss. Well, how life would have it, I moved back to Houston with my parents after his death in 1997. My lovely mother would pass soon after, at the tender age of 46. Heartbroken and angry at the world, I was driven to do something big with my life. So I made a name for myself promoting parties and later in the music industry by discovering acts like MTV Riff Raff and promoting some of the most popular music in Houston's hip-hop history. Later, I met my beautiful wife in Houston. 4 gorgeous children later, I was able to parlay my bankroll from being a successful entrepreneur into my passion for sports that my grandfather sparked in me so long ago in a little 5-bedroom shotgun house in Monroe, Louisiana, listening to Harry Carey on muggy, humid summer nights. I was fortunate enough to create a thriving sports investment consulting business right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And now today, I speak to you, Wagering World, as Cephas Armstrong's grandson living out his dreams as my own boss. How ironic is life that it all happened in all places, Houston. So thank you, Grandpa, and how you like that, Houston Morris? All right, Sino, let's get into the show.
All right, so every show, 5-Star will have what he calls the past, the present, and the future. During the past, we're going to review his picks from the prior week, and we're going to discuss how all the games landed.
This is your time to check me on the picks I gave out. Call me out, if you will, or salute my success. During the past segment, we tally up how we did, complete transparency on whether we were on point or off game.
Exactly. Then we get into the present.
During this segment, we get the listeners prepared for the weekend's best action.
And last but not least, we jump into the future. During that time, 5-Star and I will give you our favorite future bets to invest in.
Real pro bettors find their biggest edges on futures plays. Futures, when planned properly, set up guaranteed profits. With the right timing, bettors can get in position to hedge against their initial investment. All right, Cino, I think everybody's caught up. Let's jump straight into the past.
We may be through with the past, but the past is not through with us.
Let's get it. Last week on the bench and the Killer Bees right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 5-Star gave out 2 winners. And both plays cashed, of course. Let's start with your San Diego State money line play. The Aztecs hosted the Ohio Bobcats. Break that game down, 5-Star.
This game went pretty much exactly how I imagined it would. Ohio started out crisp offensively. They went right down the field behind the exceptional play by Bobcats quarterback Curtis Rourke. The Aztecs got a big goal line stop, though, on that first possession. They held the Bobcats to 3 points. The next offensive possession, unfortunately, Rourke was injured. I feared he came back too soon, and that a team with a tradition of getting to the quarterback like San Diego State would definitely test his injury. Rourke went down on a perfectly timed blitz by the Aztecs. He laid awkwardly on his face for several minutes before finally getting up and being helped off the field. He wouldn't return, and that injury really changed the entire complexity of this game, Cino. San Diego State has struggled to move the ball on an unusually stout Ohio defense. The Aztecs offense had managed only 3 points until Rourke went down. The game ultimately turned in the final minute of the first half when senior safety Sedaris Bearfield intercepted Ohio backup quarterback C.J. Harrison inside the Aztecs 30-yard line. The Aztecs quarterback Jalen Maiden then drove his team on a 71-yard drive in like 44 seconds. He threw a strike to the preseason all-conference tight end Mark Redman. His time expired in the first half. It really surprised me that Aztecs head coach Brady Hoke left the offense on the field. I mean, it was 6 seconds left in the half, and it was 3rd and goal from the 13. Hoke is usually one of the more conservative head coaches in the country, but he let them hang, and we as San Diego State ticket holders were rewarded for it. San Diego State never gave up the lead from that point forward. Ohio's backup Harrison would end up throwing 3 picks. He's a decent player, just he was thrust into action against the level of competition he didn't face, in the MAC last season. I expect him to play much better if Rourke ends up missing some time. Second half, the Aztecs D was stifling. San Diego State tacked on another touchdown pass late from Maiden once again to Redman. Ohio would score a meaningless touchdown late. But San Diego State ends up prevailing 20-13 and we cash. Next week, Ohio host Long Island University and San Diego State faces lowly Idaho State. So both squads will be big favorites next week, Cino.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That sounds about right. I think that Ohio, they might get right back on Long Island. They might have a shot. And I don't know how that Idaho State gonna score on that San Diego State D. That defense is monstrous, 5-star. You know, like, it's very, very monstrous. But what I want to know is, what happened to USC and the Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams? You took the over 66 points when they hosted San Jose State.
Yeah, so, you know, this one started slow but ended just like we expected. It was a crazy shootout in the second half. I spoke about the USC defense on the bench. It's a Trojan tradition. They just can't tackle. SC had been struggling defensively a while now. What do? They go hire Lincoln Riley. So I guess the administration said, we know we can't stop anybody, so we better outscore them. Caleb Williams looked a little hobbled. He made a few spectacular plays, but his stats were misleading. There's a new star, actually, in La La Land, and that's a kid from right down the street, right from here in Summerlin, Nevada, Zachariah Branch. He's a true freshman, played at historically great Bishop Gorman High School. This kid is unbelievable. That school has, you know, produced players like DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DeMarco Murray, Ronnie Stanley. But this young man has the potential to maybe be the best of all of them. At least from what he showed me in high school and in his first college game, Branch looked like Reggie Bush 2.0, electrifying plays, especially on special teams. His 96-yard kickoff return in the third quarter, that got us over the 66. San Jose State was valiant. They covered the 31 points as I expected. Preseason All-Mountain West quarterback Siobhan Cordero lived up to his top billing. He threw for 3 touchdowns and protected the ball. 2 of his touchdown passes were spectacular. I mean, just great receptions by his roommate, former starting quarterback Nick Nash. Nash is transitioning beautifully to wide receiver. He might get some looks at the next level. I expect a lot from the Spartans in the Mountain West this year. I'm still a big fan of their coach, Brent Brennan. And he has those kids prepared to battle every week. They just were outmanned. I was actually more impressed by San Jose State than I was by SC. A lot of season left, but they won't be in playoff contention tackling like that and playing D like they did last Saturday. So we capitalized. Cash that over 66 on Southern Cal and San Jose State.
Most definitely. It was a lot of cash in last week, 5-star. We went 2-0. What a nice way to start the season. But I agree, USC better get it together quick before the Big Ten next season. They are offense, no D. Like, next week, they got another Mountain West squad coming to town in the Nevada Wolfpack.
Probably another beatdown, you ask me.
Yep, San Jose State is at home in this one. Oregon State is going to be pulling up with DJ Uiagalelei, former superstar recruit that transferred in from Clemson. Now, I know Beavers coach Jonathan Smith is a hell of a coach and a quarterback whisperer. I just don't know if DJ Uiagalelei will be able to hear him. Big U showed me some troubling habits at Clemson. Slow delivery. He winds up, which causes turnovers, not only on strip sacks, but his release allows safeties to get reads on where he's going with the rock. That big slow windup allows time for DBs to make breaks on his routes. And it doesn't help that he has slow feet, no acceleration, tends to lumber. He rarely escapes the rush. Now, maybe I'm wrong like I was about Bo Nix when he transferred to Oregon, and maybe Jonathan Smith's coach can get this kid on track. But San Jose State catching 16.5 at home with that coaching staff, it's no way I'm fading Coach Brent Brennan at home with those many points. Mancino, you can ring the alarm on this one. I'll be all in on San Jose State plus 16.5 at home this week. Until DJ Uiagalelei shows me something different, I can't lay 17 against a more competent quarterback in Siobhan Cordero, man. Cordero can really play, and he doesn't turn the ball over.
All right, say less, big bro. I'm going to mybookie.ag right now and take San Jose State plus 16.5. When it comes to these type of bets, you know I always trust in you, and I don't trust it too many because I could do my own homework, but we one of a kind.
Yes, sir. We're about to get into some week one college ball, and we got to talk a little U.S. Open. One of the friends of the show, Alex Noops Christensen, stops by with some plays for the people live from Flushing Meadows and the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah, 5-star. You know we love betting tennis. Like you taught me years ago, the best sport to handicap, only 2 players to worry about, not 11, not 5, not 3. None of that, is just 2 players.
You know what I'm saying? Let's pay some bills. We'll be back with the present, so keep that dial locked on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 for more winners.
Man. sipping this sparkling water. We've been putting work in so long. Had to sacrifice a whole lot, but now it's way better days. Can't give up now, yeah, you gotta hold on. Girl, you could have been my only one, but you just had to check. I've been on a mission, strictly bag getting. This shit been hitting different, shooting, never missing. Got it out the kitchen, digging to know I lived it. I'm cut from that clock, and all I know is get it. Escargo, I'm in Paris talking big numbers. Sports band on the chrono pass, and get that been something stressing out.
Yes, sir, we back in the building. And as always, me and Cino on the rooftop. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. Welcome back, Waging World. This broadcast is powered by my guys over at the only place I tell my friends to bet, mybookie.ag. Join the MyBookie family now for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to mybookie.ag and get registered for that free account on me, your boy Five Star in Vegas. And remember, when you're ready to make your first deposit, just use the promo code Five Star. Spell it out. That's FIVESTAR to grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code Five Star to claim your 50% welcome bonus on up to $1,000 deposit. That means if you deposit $1K, hey, we giving you $500 in bonus play. Or if you load $500, that's a free $250 in bonus play, all for being a part of the Wagering World. Remember, it's Five Star. Spell it out. FIVESTAR is the code. Go take advantage now. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with mybookie.ag. Cino, what's popping, broski? Take us to the present.
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys.
All right, let's do it, Five Star. You know me. I'm an original hot boy from the boot, big brother. So this game hit close to home for the both of us. Our LSU Tigers, they're traveling to Orlando to take on a very, very talented Florida State Seminole squad. We favored on the road by 2.5, me and LSU, and I feel it's going to be a tight one. Who you like?
Well, this is the game of the week, folks. It'll be on primetime Sunday night to end week one. You have two dynamic quarterbacks coming back in FSU's Jordan Travis, an elite athlete. He's become a much more efficient passer under Mike Norvell. And the Tigers return my guy, Jaden Daniels. Daniels had a really underrated season last year in his first year under center for LSU. In fact, this kid has been underappreciated his entire career. He was a beast at Arizona State, just not enough eyes were on his game. This kid is the heart and soul of the LSU Tigers. He's a big-time leader. Last year, these two teams played a classic, with LSU coming up just short after a ferocious fourth-quarter comeback. They lost in the Superdome 24-23. Thing I remember most about last year's matchup was how unprepared LSU looked in the first half. That won't happen this year. Brian Kelly will not make that mistake twice, so I expect a much better effort, especially early from the LSU Tigers. Florida State is loaded as usual on both sides of the ball. All-conference running back Trey Benson is back, along with two monster-sized pass catchers and 6'7 wideout Johnny Wilson and South Carolina transfer 6'8 tight end Jaheim Bell. These are difficult matchups for any defense in America. The Seminoles defense is led by a potential top 10 pick, defensive end Jared Verse, and all-conference safety Hakeem Dent. But Florida State did have issues stopping the run late last season. If the Tigers can control the line of scrimmage, I believe they'll get a little payback. Defensively, LSU is loaded. Even with their one-game suspension of behemoth Mason Smith, this defense has some guys that are real game disruptors and players Florida State will have to account for, like Makai Wingo in the interior and arguably the best edge rusher that plays middle linebacker in college football in Harold Perkins. On the back end, Zy Alexander is a playmaker. Offensively, the Tigers return 8 starters, including all 5 offensive linemen. That's huge in a game like this. Daniels will also have Mason Taylor back. That's his clutch tight end, who happens to be the son of Hall of Famer Jason Taylor. It's a typical ultra-talented receiving room in Baton Rouge, led by returning leading receiver Malik Nabers and big play threat Kyron Lacy. So, you know, I think the motivation of last season's loss, Brian Kelly's attention to detail, puts LSU in position. We don't lay anything under minus 2.5. We'll gladly pay the 15 cent. Sometimes we pay the 20 cent to prevent the sweat. This time we're gonna pay the 33 cent. Ring the alarm, Sino. Give me the LSU Fighting Tigers money line minus 143 to get out of Florida unscathed at 1-0. The 33 cents is worth it on this one.
All right. Now y'all heard the man. Five star think they get it done in Disney, bro. We rolling with our home team. LSU money line. Let's go. All right, five star. Let's take us a trip to the big house. Your boy Jim Harbaugh got a 3-game suspension. And it seems the Wolverines so confident they're about to smack their opponents when they got 3 different coaches for all 3 games he suspended. Like, what the hell is going on up there in Ann Arbor? Like, come on, five star, you got an explanation?
A whole lot of too much, brother. Just a whole lot of too much. Jim Harbaugh has always been eccentric, borderline narcissistic, but people put up with his antics because, hey, he's one hell of a coach. Harbaugh can write his check for almost any NFL or college opening each spring. He's taken his alma mater, Michigan, back to respectability. Last year, the Wolverines made the playoffs, only to be eliminated as more than a touchdown favorite against TCU. Harbaugh has a loaded team again for the amazing goal, but he got into some trouble. COVID violations, and the university ended up having to put a self-imposed 3-game suspension on him. So co-defensive coordinator Jesse Minter gets up first playing head coach, followed by the OC the next game. And Harbaugh's son, Jay, and a former Michigan star, Mike Hart, are split in halves as the head guys in game 3. I think this approach is juvenile, but who am I to question the coach as sharp as Harbaugh? You got ECU rolling into Ann Arbor under fifth-year coach Mike Houston. Best team in his tenure last year, led by a potent offense, but he lost his talented quarterback and team leader, Houghton Ayers. With that said, I'm still confident in Mike Houston's competency and ability to call offense. The spread on this game is a ridiculous 36.5 points right now on mybookie.ag with a total of 51.5. East Carolina probably won't be able to stop Michigan offensively, but they should be able to put up a few scores. Coach Houston sounded quite confident in his presser. He really talked about his approach of keeping the game tight with ball control offense. This is simply a numbers play for me. If the bookmakers are giving away 36 points to a solid program like ECU, I gotta be their huckleberry and take it. Much like the San Jose State USC matchup last week, I just respect the competitiveness and preparation of the coaching staff at East Carolina. It's just too many points not to take. You're getting 5 touchdown cushion, and I've heard some good things about the new quarterback that's coming in for ECU, Mason Garcia. He's a huge 6'4 mobile kid. Scouts have compared him to a young, unrefined Josh Allen. This kid can really sling it. He's also great in short yardage situations, which are very important when trying to stay within a huge number as an underdog. I expect the Pirates to be fired up for this game. And who's really making decisions on the Michigan sideline anyway? This definitely is my Vegas play of the week. Give me the East Carolina Pirates plus 36.5 on mybookie.ag as they go into the big house and keep this one close. I'm all in.
Man, 36, that's a lot of points. Let me hurry up and get on my bookie real fast before they change that line.
That's why you my bro right there. You're smart and you're proactive. Go to mybookie.ag and get in on the Vegas Play of the Week. And don't forget to put in the promo code 5-star.
Man, there's so much going on right now. You've been watching the U.S. Open. Sabalenka been cutting up. She's been, like, really, really doing her thing.
Sino, you know how much I love betting tennis.
Yeah, you're right. I can't even ask like that. Like that. When you introduced me to the sport of tennis, when it came down to betting, like, I never forget that moment a few years back before she won the Australian Open. Sonia Sofia Kenin, right? Like, she had us excited.
Yeah, a lot of advantages in the tennis market, and what a wonderful sport just to watch. One-on-one, no help, no teammates. Used to be no coach, but I guess you can tell that to Carlos Alcaraz and his coach Ferrara. Anyway, tennis players have to be tough. They have to have endurance, and they got to be skilled. It's not a sport for the weak. And the beautiful thing, it's a sport. sport where the women are just as popular and polarizing as the men. Hold up, Sino. Check that ring. Who's that at the gates?
Five Star, I think we have as a guest.
I told you, we don't have guests, Sino. We only have friends of the show.
Oh, that's my dog. Fresh from the U.S. Open, my good brother, the mayor of Philly, Alex Noops Christensen. Welcome to the Waging World, Noops.
Wow. What's up, Noops?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, gentlemen. Congratulations to both of you for being able to start this show. Congratulations to the people of Houston for getting a chance to listen to all your wisdom regularly now. And I couldn't be happier to be here.
It's always great to be in here with my friend, a true friend of the show, a guy who almost knows tennis betting as much as myself.
It's pretty close, man. I know we do it a little differently. You're better on the eye. I'm a little better with the number, but together we get it right.
Always get it right. This guy's one of the smartest guys that you're going to find in the sports betting world. You attended the U.S. Open opening round for the upteenth time. It's like an annual tradition for you right now. I was flushing. I heard Maria Sakkari was quite upset with you for toking out her match.
There was apparently some marijuana smoke that bothered Maria Sakkari, but I can neither deny nor confirm that it was my marijuana smoke. But the U.S. Open is incredible. If you have a chance to go, if you're in New York, you're close enough to make that trip, it's like going to a tennis amusement park. You can stand and watch 5-6 matches in a row. You can get 5 feet away from some of the best tennis players in the world. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, they do call it Ash Stadium. All right, dude, tell the people who you're taking to win it all on the women's side and who you got on the men's side.
Yeah, we're getting through the tournament here. You know, we'll be just finished the second round, so still about 4 or 5 matches that everybody has to win here. You know, I'll start on the men's side here. It's kind of boring to say, but Novak Djokovic, man, he was gifted just an incredible draw from this tournament, and it continues to get easier. Every big player in his way has moved along. He seems like he is in great shape. His first couple matches, he has absolutely destroyed his opponents and looks absolutely locked in. Now, you've got Carlos Alcaraz on the other side. We'll give him some trouble. I think maybe he'll get there. But even at minus 110 at this point, I'm happy to grab Novak Djokovic. I think that you're looking at what is an easily finalist here. And at minus 110, even if you get a little scared towards the end, he's going to be a favorite of that match, and you'll find a way to buy out. You'll have plenty of equity there. The only other man, I really love the way Jannik Sinner is playing. The Italian has the game, has the style, I think has the mental strength to beat some of these big players. We'll probably have to beat both Alcaraz and Djokovic to win this tournament, but at 14-1, there's a lot of value there for me. I think as he starts to look at his matches, he's going to be a big favorite pretty much against anybody but those two. On the women's side, you know, you and I talked about this on the BetUS Tennis Show. It is just a really fun tournament on the women's side. It is wide, wide, wide open. Anybody can win this event, but I think it's going to be an American. And I think it's going to be Jessica Pegula. She's plus 950 right now to win the tournament. You know, going in, she was around 11-10-1, so you're still pretty close to that original number, despite the fact that she'll be through the second round at this point. Love her position in the draw. I think there's a bunch of value there. And then one other woman, I'll give you a big number here, Belinda Bencic. 40-1 to win this tournament. She has yet to win a Grand Slam, makes deep runs every time, looks to be in the best health, basically, of her career. Will have no trouble against some of the bigger players. I believe has to get through Sabalenka here to get to the final, maybe Iga as well, but I like her chances in all those matches. So men's side, give me Djokovic at minus 110, Sinner at plus 1400, and then women's side, Pegula plus 950 and Bencic plus 4000.
Odds are provided by mybookie.ag. That's right, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.ag. I personally think this is Coco Gauff's year. The young American is pivoting into the prime of her career. She's up next, changed coaches, hired the OG Brad Gilbert. I think she's coming for the world number one Iga Swiatek. And this could be one of the great rivalries of women's tennis on the level potentially of Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova. On the men's side, I'm sure we're most likely going to have another clash of the titans between number one Djokovic and number two Alcaraz. Right now, they're interchangeable at those positions. But someone to keep your eyes on is Tommy Paul. Tommy Paul has been on fire lately. He beat Carlos Alcaraz a couple weeks ago, and he took him all the way to a decider in a very tight match a week later. I got Tommy Paul on mybookie.ag for a crazy number at plus 6,000
to win the U.S. Open and plus 1,400 to get to the quarterfinals to, well, to win his quarter. Got a pretty good-looking road. He survived. He overcame his first time being down 0-2 in the first round against a really good Russian player. Ends up winning that match. Now, can he get it going? Only adversary that I see that can really threaten him in that quarter is Tiafoe. Tommy Paul's very familiar with Tiafoe. Paul is 29-14 over the past year on hard courts. I really like everything, and most of all, I love the value that we get on a hot player who's confident from beating the number one player in the world. So I'll be on Tommy Paul.
Oh yeah, five star. I definitely agree with that Tommy Paul pick. Since he beat him last month, and then a week later he almost beat him again. So he definitely up in the, how we say, our ball Carlito head. So we see how that all play out.
Noobs, stick around. We're going to the future after this next break. Lace the people up on some of your best NFL futures.
I'd love to, five star.
This segment was sponsored by Laptop Lifestyle Global, connecting you with entrepreneurs in the world of affiliate marketing. Go visit www.laptoplifestyleglobal.com and get on the path to financial freedom now. Welcome back, Waging World, as we cruise into the third segment of the program. But first, let's chop it up about the only book I tell my friends to bet with, and that's MyBookie.ag. As a bettor, you demand perfection, and MyBookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of the parlay hit? Do as I do. Cash out early. Use those funds on another bet. Or get on your Grizzly, let it ride, take a chance, get a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for a free account. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use promo code 5STAR to grab a welcome bonus on the house. Don't forget to spell it out, FIVESTAR. That's promo code 5STAR to claim your deposit bonus and for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. All right, Waging World, I'm still in here with the boy Wonder, the youngest man to ever put on a suit and run a strip. Casino Sports Book, my brother from another, super producer of the show, Cino Royale.
What's good, five star? We still at it. What's good, Waging World?
All right, we have a friend of the show here with us, the mayor of Philly, my good friend Alex Noops Christensen.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here, and being from Philadelphia is great, although it's tough with all these Eagles fans. I'm excited for the NFL, especially all the futures here, so let's dust off our crystal ball, fire up the DeLorean, and take the people into the future.
I love it, and I know you guys in Philly, it's really tough for you to have some love for Houston after that World Series, but somehow you and I continue to get along. You can follow Noops on Twitter, @_Noops. Word on the streets is you got some bangers for the people who love NFL futures, Noops. Me and Cino have two plays as well, but of course, it's always age before beauty in the Waging World. What you got for the people, Noops?
Well, thank you for letting me start first here. There is a lot to go through. That's one of the best parts of all these preseason NFL futures. The deli menu is open. But let's start with some of the major markets here. Our friends at MyBookie have a couple nice numbers here. And I'm going to start in the AFC East with the division markets there. The Buffalo Bills, I know that they had a little bit of a lame ending to their season last year. It was tough, I know, dealing with DeMar Hamlin and everything, but I think that's a little too fresh in everybody's mind. You still have Josh Allen, an electric offense, a very good defense, and one of the better coaching staffs in the NFL. But when I look at these division prices here, I'm looking right now at plus 121 for them to win the AFC East. I just really struggle to see anybody challenging them. Even if everything goes right with the Jets, that's going to be tough. The Patriots defense will be good, but it's going to be rough for them to keep up there. So I like the Bills to win the AFC East at plus 121. Now, a little bit of a flyer here on five-star. I know you don't like me going after your New Orleans Saints here, but I think the NFC South is wide open. And the Carolina Panthers, yes, those Carolina Panthers who had a very high draft pick and a rookie quarterback, have a chance to be competitive in a division that, again, has had a lot of turnover and doesn't really feature a marquee team. The Panthers, again, is a result of having those rookie quarterbacks. We know how much more money you get to spend, and they have spent it. The defense is solid. The rest of the offense is pretty good. If they can find a way to score even 21, 24 points a game, that team is going to win a lot of games. And plus 400 from our friends at MyBookie is just a little too big, in my opinion. So going to go after that division. I would tell you that's a good spot to look for value, but give me the Carolina Panthers here to win the NFC South at plus 400. Now, one of my favorite teams here, let's move on to some conference odds as well as an MVP selection here. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars. We know that for a long time they were one of the most pitiful franchises in the NFL, but I love this team this year. Doug Peterson did a great job walking into a young locker room and getting everyone ready to play some great football last year. We know how exciting their playoff appearance was. Trevor Lawrence was one of the highly most touted prospects in the NFL when he was taken early in that draft. I like Trevor Lawrence's chances to be MVP this year at 14-1. That looks like a great bet. And the Jaguars to win the AFC, the conference there, at plus 1325, or a little better than 13-1, looks great to me for a team that is set up, locked in to win their division, and has a ton of upside coming in here. And finally, I'll give you a pick to win the Super Bowl. Give me the Bengals. There are basically five teams that can win the Super Bowl. They're one of them, and I just don't understand how you can get to this 10-1 number. People, I think, maybe a little overreacting to Joe Burrow's calf. He's been walking around without anything on it, throwing. I expect him to be ready to go week one. But even if it takes him some time, that's a great football team, and they're going to have a chance, and we know how they do in big games. So four picks for me again. The Bills to win the AFC East at plus 121. The Panthers to win the NFC South at plus 400. Give me the Jaguars to win the AFC at plus 1325 and Trevor Lawrence MVP at plus 1400. Also, the Bengals to win the Super Bowl at plus 1025.
I don't trust a lot of people's bets, but my friends of the show like Loops always put the work in. True numbers guy. I better log into my book account right now and grab everything the Noobs just gave out. That's the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East, plus 121. Carolina Panthers, not so much, but I'll still put a fly out there because I trust Noobs at plus 400. Trevor Lawrence, I really like at 4-1 to win the MVP, and I really, really like the Jaguars to win the AFC at a ridiculous number of plus 1300. Wow. And the Bengals to win the Super Bowl at 10-1. You know I'm a big Joe Burrow guy. Ceno is one of the youngest, sharpest dudes on the NFL in Vegas. He never bet square. Who you like this year, Ceno? Season kicks off in a few days.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep it real simple on the NFL side, five-star. I'm feeling the Dallas Cowboys this year, man. Dak and his team. I just took them actually on mybookie.ag at plus 1350, so I feel that's real, real good. And it's only right I ride with the home team once again on the college side. LSU, I don't see nobody beating Jaden Daniels and crew when they get to the big dance. Just following the trends, too, of all the coaches, the new coaches that just got to LSU in the second year. They won the championships. Shout out to Coach Kim Mulkey. Shout out to Coach Jay Johnson. And, of course, hopefully Brian Kelly could do it this year. And we see what they could do. So I have them at 10-1. LSU 10-1. That's who I like, five-star.
All stats and odds are provided by my good friends at mybookie.ag. Remember, you can go open a free account right now. Put in my promo code, 5STAR. That's FIVESTAR for a 50% hookup. And go put something down on these picks that Ceno and Noops just gave you. Noops, as always, we really appreciate you stopping by the Wagering World. We look forward to speaking to you more all season long.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for having me. Congratulations to everyone involved. And I'm excited to come back. Let's have a great year.
That's Alex Noops Christensen. Follow him on Twitter at _Noops. You can catch him anytime on BetUS TV. This is the Wagering World. I'm about to take it to the future. I made a huge futures wager on mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag had the best odds on the board. I got the Steelers at a ridiculous plus 500 to win the AFC North. Mike Tomlin this year has a chip on his shoulder as big as your head. He's heard the rumblings about his coaching style, and I know this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, but Coach Tomlin has 16 consecutive winning seasons as head coach of the Black and Gold. Yet he's one of the more disrespected coaches in the league. Colin Cowherd was ranting earlier about how Tomlin and the Steelers' style as a whole of paying pass rushers and defensive players is outdated. Well, I think Colin was just trying to fill content there because T.J. Watt equals wins. Since Watt entered the league in 2017, the Steelers are 59-26-2 in games he played and a lowly 1-10 in games without Watt. Watt is back and he's healthy. Tomlin has been hamstrung for years by Big Ben. Roethlisberger had not played well in a long time and he would not retire. Tomlin finally gets a chance to have a hand-picked quarterback in Kenny Pickett. I love the way this kid played down the stretch in the fourth quarter. The bigger the moment, the bigger Pickett played. The Steelers always develop great wide receivers, and they have two really dynamic ones this season in Deontay Johnson and George Pickens. Much like a former controversial Steelers wideout, Antonio Brown, Pickens has all-world potential and could become an all-pro player if he keeps control of his volatile emotions. Defensively, the Steelers are strong as always with the best outside rushing in the NFL. The Steelers were building toward the season at the end of last year, and now it's showtime. I'm a Mike Tomlin truther, and I see the steel curtain getting back to their old winning ways this season. Pittsburgh has an extremely favorable schedule if they can avoid injuries to key players. Most importantly, T.J. Watt and Kenny Pickett, I could easily see them getting to double-digit wins. The value at plus 500 is insane, especially considering the Bengals will have a hobbled Joe Burrow. The Ravens are in a new offense, and we are yet to see Lamar beat teams from the pocket. He's expected to try so this season under new OC Todd Monken. We'll see how that goes. And the Browns are just the Browns. Can Deshaun Watson ever find his game again? The Steelers have just as good a chance as anyone else to win the AFC North, Sino. With a ticked off Mike Tomlin, the return of T.J. Watt, and Kenny Pickett with a year more experience, I'll take this ticket at 5-1 on mybookie.ag all day long. I'm going with the Steelers to win the AFC North.
Alrighty, so five-star, he liked the Steelers plus 500 to win the AFC. And remember, all odds are provided by mybookie.ag.
Alright, we got another friend of the show stopping by after the break. The only Sacramento Kings fan that I know stops by to join us on the world-famous Ballin' Parlay. Stay right here locked in on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 so you don't miss our three best plays for the weekend. Take us out, Sino. This segment was presented by Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in an accident, call 832-37-RJ-LAW.
Chance to make champions. Yeah. You gotta risk it all. Yeah. We want it all. We got it. Yeah. We got it. Chance to make champions.
Free the home to see. Yeah.
Chance to make champions. You gotta risk it all. Or win it all. We gambling. Yeah. We is chances make champions. You gotta risk it all. Or win it all. We gambling. Yeah. We is chances make champions. You gotta risk it all or win it all. We gambling. Chances make champions. You gotta risk it all or win it all. We gambling.
Chances make champions. What's good, Waging World? We are back. Live from the rooftop, it's your boy Five Star in Vegas, and I'm joined by my super producer, the youngest man to ever put on a suit and run a casino sports book on the Las Vegas Strip, my brother from another, Sino Royale.
Yes, sir. Let's get this money, Five Star. This show is powered by mybookie.ag.
That's right, Sino. Waging World, as bettors, we demand perfection. My bookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, take my approach. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Cash that checkout early and use that bread on another bet. Or maybe you got big kahunas. Decide to push in all your chips.
Let it ride for a chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account free. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use my promo code 5STAR to grab a welcome bonus on the house. Remember to spell it out. No numbers. That's FIVESTAR. That's promo code 5STAR to claim your deposit bonus and for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Wagering World, only with MyBookie. All right, we've covered the past, and I gave you a freebie with San Jose State plus 16.5 hosting Oregon State on Sunday. Then we moved forward into the present, discussed some of the exciting matchups in Week 1 college football. I went to MyBookie.ag and made a wager on my LSU Tigers on the money line at minus 143. I also bought a ticket on East Carolina plus 36 in the hook, traveling to the Big House to take on a loaded Michigan team that will be without their coach Jim Harbaugh. My guy Noob stopped in, still smelling like the U.S. Open, and gave us his picks for the last Grand Slam tournament of the tennis season. He also hung around with us on the rooftop and jumped in my time machine and went to the future. In the future, Noobs gave you a plethora of winners. Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East, plus 121. Carolina Panthers to win the NFC South, plus 400. Trevor Lawrence to win the MVP at 4-1. The Jacksonville Jaguars to win the AFC Conference at plus 1325. And the Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl at 10-1. All of those odds were given to us by MyBookie.ag. And Sino followed up with the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl at plus 1350. LSU at 10-1 to win its fifth natty. We're both on that one. And Arya Sabalenka, one of our favorite tennis players on the tour, to win the U.S. Open. Sino called it pre-tournament at plus 440. Go to mybookie.ag to catch the latest odds. Tournament has started now, but it's still not too late to jump in and get a profit. I wrap the segment with a breakdown of why Mike Tomlin, T.J. Watt, and the motivated Steelers win the AFC North. My bookie gave me a ridiculous plus 500 bet. Can't wait to cash that one in December. Now it's time to get to what I call the people segment, the ball and parlay. I started this segment on my podcast as a way for the listeners to make a quick come up. My friends of the show and I give out our favorite play of the weekend. And you go on mybookie.ag and play our plays straight and then also parlay the plays together. Don't forget to use the promo code 5STAR when you sign up and make your plays. This segment means a little more to me this season. On June 18th, we lost my friend Milton Powell, better known as Big Pokey. Pokey passed on stage doing what he loved, performing for the people. I knew Poke for over 20 years, going back to us running around, making moves on Yellowstone. He would later sign with another friend of mine, Paul Chevis, and they would make a Houston classic album, Hardest Pit in the Litter. Pokey had just recently released a critically acclaimed 2021 album, Sensei, and showed the world that he was still the hardest pit in the litter. Besides the music, what I'll always remember about Big Poke was his humility and love for sports. He and I were both involved heavily in Little League football in the Houston area. We caught up often with each other at games. I was the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator for Athletes for a Cause in Sunnyside, and Pokey's son played for the Fresno Gators. He was a former star athlete himself and always had time for kids. This segment, The Ball and Parlay, is forever dedicated to a man I'm glad to say I can call a homeboy, Milton Powell. Rest in peace, Pokey. All right, let's get into the picks.
Okay. We got a guest at the gate.
We don't have guests, Sino.
I bet. We got a friend of the show. Let me correct myself. Oh, is that boy spread the staff?
Let him in. The only Sacramento Kings fan that I know, my guy, the man that helped me build the Wagering World, Greg Spread the Staff Farrar. What's good, Spread?
5STAR, so excited that college football is back, and of course, excited to bring you these winners. We had a fun week 0 slate. Now week 1, a full slate's upon us. I'm ready to go.
Let's
Spread will be joining us for the Ball and Parlay Weekly and giving you his plays. Also, Spread and I have a new private consulting session that we'll be doing every Saturday morning, 1 hour before kickoff.
Make sure you get in on that. That's right. Do you want to talk to us about the card, talk to us about our plays, and different ways to approach this? Now with live wagering, the game has changed. We might think the books put up a pretty good line pregame, right? So we're going to give you numbers you should be targeting if you want to live wager on these games. So all types of opportunities for you to grow as a wagerer and a handicapper by taking advantage of those private sessions.
That's right. DM me at 5-Star in Vegas or DM my guy Spreadastare at Spreadastare on Twitter to purchase your spot. Limited spaces are available. Now you get a chance to get one-on-one advice from the wagering world. And remember, all odds on this show are provided by mybookie.ag. Let's get into it. Who you got, Spread?
Let's head out to the West Coast with arguably the most potent offense in college football. That's right. I'm talking about the USC Trojans. Heisman Trophy candidate Caleb Williams, potential number one overall pick Caleb Williams. All eyes are in Los Angeles for the USC Trojans. They're going to be hosting a school close to me, the University of Nevada, the Wolfpack. That's right. And we have a play here. Five-star, I'll tell you what, there's only one way I'm looking at USC games right now in this season with the way these numbers are, and that's over with this team. Right now, the number is 66. I like it a lot at that number. Let's look at what USC did last week. That's right, they put up 56 points. All right, but that's not going to get you there on their own. What's one drawback of a Lincoln Riley team, right? They've never had that tough defense. They never had that hard-hitting defense. So they give up 28 points to San Jose State. The first game went over. It was the same number, 66, and they've hung the same number this week. I think we could pencil in USC for 50 points. So now I just need 2 to 3 scores from the Nevada Wolfpack, who will be playing from behind in a prevent defense and a defense never known for its toughness. So USC is going to continue to put up points. They're going to do that all year. The key to these games will be, is the opponent able to keep up for our number to go over? As long as these numbers stay under 70, five-star, I think the USC overs are going to be a play. However, I don't think that's going to be long. By week 4 or week 5, I think these numbers will be in the 70s. But let's take advantage of it right now. That's right. I'm going over 66 on the Nevada Wolfpack and the USC Trojans. And hey, don't be afraid to play that USC team total either.
I'm going to put that in right now on mybookie.ag spread. I think that's a great call. As you said, we both cashed last week with the over. Unbelievable performance by the young kid, Zachariah Branch. I think he took the world by storm, but I've been watching him a long, long time. Right down the street from me in Summerlin, Nevada at Bishop Gorman High School. Now, this kid is in the spotlight, and he's going to be one of the greats, I think, to come through USC. What do you think about that kid's performance last week, Spread?
It was fantastic, and that's one thing you have to like. You know, they're still trying to score at the end of the game. They were still throwing the ball up 28. So when you're bending over, these are things you want to look at. Is Lincoln Riley a guy that's going to sit on a lead? No, he's not. So great performance overall from USC, and I expect the same thing this weekend.
You got it right there from Spread. Spread's giving you guys on the Ball and Parlay over 66.5 for the USC Trojans versus the Nevada Wolf Pack. You can catch all of the odds. All of them are supplied by only one place. That's mybookie.ag.
Now, you heard Spread. Go and take that over 66.5 on USC versus Nevada on mybookie.ag. What you thinking, Five Star?
We're traveling north of the border for my Ball and Parlay pick this week. I'm a huge CFL guy. This matchup is on Labor Day. Yes, Canada has a Labor Day, and they actually celebrate harder than their cousins to the south here in America. Labor Day is a big football day above the border. I'm going to mybookie.ag right now and taking the Edmonton Elks +5.5 versus the Calgary Stampeders. Quarterback Jake Mayer is coming off his best game of the year, and Calgary's dominant run game should gash an Edmonton defense that has given up a league worst 141 yards per game on 6 yards per carry. But with that said, the Elks offense has been on fire under dynamic new quarterback Trey Ford.
board is breathing life back to an Edmonton team that had broken the CFL record for consecutive losses at home. Not only is Trey Ford an exciting player, he's a Canadian-born star, which is rare for the quarterback position in the CFL. I feel Ford will be fine with American-born Chad Kelly, the quarterback for defending champion Toronto, to be the faces of the league in the future. The Elks have won two straight contests after losing like 25 straight games. They also have star wideout Geno Lewis coming off the injury list, so that's going to add some firepower to an already potent Edmonton offense. That said, the Elks defense continues to be one of the worst in the league, which results in some high scoring on Labor Day. The issue why I can't take the over 45.5 is weather concerns. The forecast is for high winds and rain on Monday evening. I personally do not trust Stampeders quarterback Brett Maier, especially in these conditions. He's had some real stinkers this season. He doesn't handle pressure well. The Stamps have some real playmakers outside, but with Mayer's inconsistency combined with possible high winds, if the Elks can slow down their running attack, they'll be in a very favorable position to win their third straight contest. Momentum is a real thing in sports and especially football. Edmonton has always been well coached. The head coach Chris Jones is a four-time Grey Cup champion. He started as an Alabama grad assistant. His specialty is defense, and I think on Labor Day he devises a scheme to limit the Calgary running game and put the game square on the shoulders of Maier. Trey Ford is going to put up points, rain, sleet, or snow, or in this case, win. Give me the Edmonton Elks +5.5 as a live dog to pull out the outright upset.
And that's already understood. That's why you my big bro. Bro, you take people to places they never knew existed, like Labor Day in Canada. Like, come on, man. Like, be for real. I didn't even know Labor Day existed in Canada. Hopefully the CFL come through for us like it usually does.
Yes, sir. Thing about being a sports investment consultant, you know, it's all about finding edges. Much like trading stocks or hunting for places, the market is favorable. I love betting CFL. I love betting, period. And we know you love betting as well. That's why you're tuned into the Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Show numero uno is now in the books. We appreciate you joining us, Wagering World. Set your alerts, your alarms, write it on your calendar. Every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If for some reason that I could never understand you missed the show, go to www.espn975.com and listen to the podcast. As always, this show is dedicated to my father, the greatest Houston sports fan to ever walk the earth, John H. Lindsay. Do this for you, Dad. Follow Cino at Cino Royale on Twitter. Follow Spread on Twitter at Spread a Stare. Follow me, 5-Star, at 5-Star in Vegas. Your interactions are appreciated. See you next Friday. This is the Wagering World.